100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we had a whole bunch of stories on the topic of mushroom. No, wait, that's next week. We apologize for the inconvenience. I'm going to keep this take. I'm really out of it. I got plenty of sleep last night, I think. Although, I went to sleep early, woke up early, Tinny sat in my lap for a bit, left the phone on the nightstand so I couldn't take any pictures of Tinny on my lap, and went back to sleep, and here I am, still sleepy. So, but we normally don't do rambles and all that kind of stuff and advertising and promotions. Let's just get right to the stories, shall we?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Cold. We apologize for the inconvenience, said the metallic voice. It sounded like a cross between Jimmy Stewart and Gene Hackman. We had already broken up all the furniture, torn up every book in the library. I feel like the little match girl, muffled Linda, from beneath her double scarf. I wonder if you can burn wine. We were running out of single toilet paper sheets. I fell asleep about 3:45. Sometime during the night, lukewarm air filled the apartment. One more day, I said to Linda. It's not the days I fear, it's the nights, said she. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 738, with a prompt of We Apologize for the Inconvenience. So, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda took her phone from the back pocket of her blue jeans. Hi, Dad. Oh. She took the phone from her ear and pressed audio. A recorded voice said, Your call is very important to us. Please remain on the line and a service agent will be with you shortly. We apologize for the inconvenience. A computer-generated orchestral arrangement of Livin' La Vida Loca began. Bilbert scratched his head. Didn't your father just call you? Yes, Linoleum Amanda nodded, smiling. He does this all the time. He's a very busy man. A man's angry voice broke in. Linny, where are you? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Toro Rosino here, with a story on the subject, We Apologize for the Inconvenience. I was at the airport when it happened, flying out to the UN Emergency Conference on, well, everything. COVID-20, even deadlier than COVID-19. Escalating threats from the nuclear powers. The Indo-Pakistan War, then the Yellowstone supervolcano. An announcement came over the PA system. Attention, all passengers. Civilization has fallen. Passengers should only embark if travelling directly home. Once all remaining flights have departed, this airport will close permanently. Personal message for Dr. Brazoidu. The conference has been abandoned because what's the point? Apologies for the inconvenience. I walked out of the airport and drove home to wait for the end.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The sign may say, convenience store. But the fact is, it's for my convenience, not yours. If anything, I'm the one being inconvenienced by your presence here. Taking up my time, messing up my displays, touching things that don't belong to you, and asking idiot questions. I'm not here to help you. It was your choice to walk through the door. I never asked you to. So don't complain when I refuse to serve you, shower you with abuse, and throw you out on the street. I'm not going to apologize. But you can apologize to me for my inconvenience.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "Where did you get the wound?" asked his boss as he closed the garage door. The young man shrugged. "It looks bad. Go to the hospital and get that checked." He nodded and walked away. "Weird kid. I better check if anything is going on in here." The boss opened the door and looked around. Nothing was out of place. As he closed the door, he saw it. He walked closer. It blinked. What the? It was the kid. How? Before the night was over, there would be two of him as well. This was just the beginning of the end. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard. This is my story called Posh Nosh. It's not really that good. I love fast food, microwave meals and TV dinners. I've no time to mess about preparing, baking and basting. A good meal to me comes in a bag you boil, or a tray slung into the microwave. Better still, just add boiling water. And I'm a happy man. Tonight, I was not happy. My new girlfriend had insisted on a meal out at a posh restaurant, and there was nothing on the menu I wanted. "You've no pot noodle, microwave fries, or any convenience foods at all?" I asked the waiter, exasperated. "No, sir. We do apologize for the inconvenience." Okay, I'm off. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We are the apologists. We are hired to apologize on behalf of others. Whatever it is, we come up with a sincere apology and then apologize to the people demanding an apology. Or we write up the apology and hand the script to the person needing to apologize and they deliver it. Virtual technology allows us now to puppeteer a person delivering an apology. Sometimes the people who hire us don't pay us for our work. So we render up a new puppet of them, and we make them say something horrible that they will really need to apologize for.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of... I can't remember. What's the topic? We apologize for the inconvenience. Wow. Next week is Mushroom. Not this week. Anyway, you can check out more about the stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The text, links to people's sites, all of that cool stuff. And I will see you tomorrow with recordings of all the weekly stories and by the day, and then more and more and more. I'm getting a little out of it, aren't I? Thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.